It's that time of year when plant sales are cropping up across the country. In many cases, sales by plant societies and arboretums offer more variety than you can find in local nurseries. NPR's Ketzel Levine attended the kickoff event of the season in Portland, Oregon.
They shopped in their boots, not to mention their fleece, on this absolutely miserable morning at the Hoyt Arboretum. Their noses were cold, their cheeks ruddy, their arms laden with plants.
Can you talk to us for a minute about what you grabbed there?
I have no idea what I grabbed.
Actually, it was a bulb known as the checkered lily, which has finely etched purple flowers on a sleepy, nodding head, just the thing to catch an impulse shopper's eye. Not all gardeners are so easily seduced. Susan Johnson shops with a bit more deliberation.
You looked up every plant that was on sale here?
Yes.
How many hours did you spend doing this?
I was up till 1:30. I probably started at 10.
The Hoyt Arboretum plant sale was unusual as these things go. A list of plants was available before the sale. This can be an enormous advantage if the plants are one of a kind.
I got this Acer tegmentosum.
That has white striped bark, right?
Yes.
You really scored with that one.
Whoa.
What'd you pay for it?
I don't know. It's over there. I haven't paid.
I'll pay you double.
No, sorry.
Fine. Take the plant. Now, where will you put it? Well, if you have a dappled shade bed that needs a big centerpiece, that stripe-barked maple will be a stunner. But even if you don't know what plant you want, you'd do well to remember where the holes are in your garden. Then you can use them to organize your shopping. At least that was Joanne Fuller's plan.
I have space for a small viburnum and space for a couple of kind of 4 to 5 foot tall evergreens.
What I really admire is your focus. Now, what are the chances that you're really going to walk out with what you thought you needed?
Oh, none.
Okay, I'll read it. He says, "I find the textural relief and lovely fruit of the species delightful." You gotta buy it.
Okay, I will buy it.
References are hallowed at a plant sale, especially the gospel according to the Heronswood Nursery Catalog. But what a catalog won't tell you is how to pick the best plant. Never mind if it's not flowering. What you want is abundance in emerging shoots, if they're showing, and in roots. A firmly rooted plant, as opposed to one that seems loose in its pot, will take off faster in the ground.
You want to pay the woman in the green hat.
The checkout line moved slowly, but no one was complaining, flushed as these gardeners were with the morning's hunt. Actually, long lines can be a blessing. They're your chance to rethink those impulse buys and see what others found that you missed. Susan Narizny bought double primroses, a choice epimedium, and Nissa sylvatica, the American tupelo tree.
I have wanted that for a while. It grows in wet, waterlogged soil, which is what I have in some places in the yard. It has gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous fall color, and they're very hard to transplant. I've wanted one for a while. I've tried it twice. They've died. So anytime I find a cheap one, I say, we'll try again.
And so we come to the heart of the matter, the promise of spring, when every plant, even the heartbreakers, might this year just be the one. At the Hoyt Arboretum in Portland, Oregon, I'm Ketzel Levine.
The lady who didn't want it to be over 50, I came up with 57.
That's okay.
Are you a member? We could get a 10% discount off of that.